few weeks ago, I spoke at length to a young mother who was greatly distressed. She told me that her husband had walked out of their marriage and left her with two children. He hadn't walked out for somebody else, he had just walked out because he didn't want to stay in the marriage. And she said to me, "What I don't understand, what I can't understand, is how you can love somebody and then they just walk away." That's what happened to Jesus. The people that he loved walked away, all of them. One day there was a crowd of 5,000. But then they walked away because the next day there was just Jesus and his own disciples. Jesus had fed them all in that wondrous miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. But they didn't like what he was saying and what they were hearing. And St. John tells us, so they no longer went about with him. And they walked away. They turned back. Jesus said to them, you have only followed me because I gave you bread to eat. I wanted to give you so much more. The bread that I gave you, the next day you would be just as hungry as you were today. But the bread that I'm really offering you is for eternity, it's forever. But they didn't want it. They didn't like what they heard. So they walked away. So from 5,000 down to 12. And he said to the 12, he said to them, "Are you also going to go away? Are you also going to go away?" And of course, Peter said, "No, we're not going to go away because you alone have the word of eternal life." But of course, they did go away in the end, didn't they? And by the time of Calvary, the 5,000 that had become 12, now by Calvary, there was just Jesus on his own, for they had walked away. Keeping people on board is not easy. We know that, do we not, in the church? David Elliott is an elder in one of the churches where I was, and at an elder's meeting he said, I know how to keep them. He said, put a tenner in every Bible in the pew. Give them what they want, and they'll stay. They'll not walk away. And of course, Jesus let them walk away. Because that's the nature of faith. You don't have to believe. You don't have to follow. You don't have to stay. You're free to follow in the beginning. You're free to believe in the beginning. And you're also free to stop believing. And to stop following. But it's an awful thing. I heard just this very week Ian Duncan Smith, the Tory politician, speaking about his days of training as an army officer at Sandhurst. And he said the cardinal sin for a military officer is to abandon his men, is to leave them. There's nothing worse in the heat of battle than for the leader to leave his own. Well, Jesus didn't leave them, but they left him. And still it happens. And no doubt every one of us here, if we haven't done it, we've known others who have done it. And maybe even some of us here have thought about it. We've thought about no longer going about with Jesus. Barbara Brown Taylor is a distinguished teacher and theologian in America, and in one of her books she says there are two kinds of Christians. There are solar Christians, Christians who live each day by the light of the sun, and they've seen the light and they've lived in the light all their life. They've never had any doubts, and they are solar Christians. But she who is a teacher of the faith, She says, I'm not a solar Christian. I've never been a solar Christian. I've always been a lunar Christian, like the moon. Some days the moon is full in its foot, and some days I believe like that, and I've lived in the full light of faith. Other days they're just half a moon, and I half believe and half doubt. And some days there's no moon at all, and I've lived in the shadow without any light. That's the experience of many people, and perhaps some of you here today. And it's in those moments when the moon is behind the cloud and we're in the shadows that perhaps we've toyed with the idea of not walking anymore in the steps of our Saviour. Some people give up following Jesus because they're disillusioned. Disillusioned by the church. Only a third of the numbers of people who welcomed the Pope last time are welcoming them today, because so many are now disillusioned and are no longer walking in the faith of their mothers and fathers and the faith that was theirs earlier. Many no longer walk with Jesus because they've been disappointed in life and they've felt they've had a raw deal from God. Many no longer follow Jesus because of some loss that they've suffered, and they've felt angry with God. There are so many reasons why people no longer go about with Jesus, as John says. So Jesus then turns to the disciples, as he turns to each one of us today, and he says to us, will you also go away? And then Peter says these moving words. Peter says, to whom will we go? And that's the problem. To whom will we go? To whom will we go when we need help that is beyond all human help? When nobody else can help us, to whom will we go? When we have nobody else to speak to, sometimes people say that, I don't know who to speak to. When you have nobody else to speak to whom will you go? When you are burdened by some mistake that you've made in the past, or by some shame, or by some regret, to whom will you go to have that burden lifted? And to whom will you go to find forgiveness, if not to Jesus Christ, our Lord? To whom will you go when you need guidance and you're unsure of the guidance that those around you are giving you? To whom will you go when you need comfort? To whom will you go in the hole? To whom will you go at the point of death? For we all will die. To whom will you go then? That's what Peter asked. Will you also go away, said Jesus? And Peter replied, to whom will we go? You see, everybody is betting on something. I don't know what you're betting on, but everybody's betting on something. Somebody are betting on luck and chance. Somebody are betting on what other people say. Christians bet on Christ. To whom will you go? Peter said, to whom will we go, because you have the word of eternal life? If we do not trust Christ's words, whose word will we trust? That's the great issue of our day. Who to trust? Whose words to trust? Who to believe? We believe that you are the chosen one of God. To whom will we go if not to you? Who today, whose words today will we trust? In whose hands today will we put our life and our future, if not in Christ Jesus? But the great thing is this. Jesus said, "Will you also go away?" Peter said, "To whom will we go?" But they discovered that Christ kept his word to them, never to leave them, nor forsake them. And when upon Calvary's cross he looked round and there wasn't one to be seen, for they had all gone, he prayed for them. When they were no longer with him, when they were no longer beside him, his heart and mind and prayer was towards them. And that is the good news of the gospel. People drift from Jesus. People wander from the way. But he never drifts from us, nor wanders from our side. His promise is to be believed. "I will not leave you, nor forsake you. I am with you always, till the end of time." Amen. Thanks be to God for his word. We worship.